How do you know sloth and torpor are present, or if you're just plain tired? When is it better to rest the mind or the body than to meditate? Well, sometimes when you when you sit down to meditate and you try to brighten the mind, you try to energize the mind, trying to energize the body, and really nothing's working, then to be able to just go ahead and have a rest is probably more fruitful endeavor. It is important to sort of pay attention to like sloth and torpor. It can gain traction in the mind, so that if one does walking meditation and one still kind of falling asleep, then you may as well just go and rest. But if there's so that if you and you've tried this, tried that in while you're sitting, and sometimes it's quite intractable. But then if you get up and move, then the mind clears. You're starting to get a handle. Okay, it was probably just sloth and torpor. It's a bit, the mind isn't really wanting to engage, but once you have that physical movement, then it dissipates. So that's sometimes a good way to recognize. And also, like in terms of particular patterns, I think we all have particular patterns where sloth and torpor kind of kicks in at certain times of day for different people at different times, so that. Or that's what I've noticed, certainly for myself. I'm not physically tired, I shouldn't be. Evening time for me is meditating for 40 years or whatever, I have to be careful with sloth and torpor for around that time, so that it's also one of the reasons why I set up. Well, I've got the opportunity to set up. I'm running this retreat, and I can set it up like you want to. Then do questions and answers rather than having to give a talk when it's my dullest point of the day. I think everybody has probably different times. Once I get past. Once I get past 8 o'clock, then I'm awake again. I have to be careful around that time. So it's just knowing your own cycles and you're knowing your own energies.